All right, I'm going to get it out now. CM Punk, CM Punk, CM Punk, CM Punk, CM Punk.
Big brother, watch over us.
You save us. You help us.
We are protectors.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to I'm Not Here to Make Friends, a reality show podcast. I'm Allison.
I'm Brian.
We're going to be talking about Big Brother today. And what conversation about Big Brother is complete if you don't have everybody's favorite Chicago correspondent, Big Brother Mike? How you doing over there, Big Brother Mike?
I'm doing excellent. It's me. Woo!
Everybody's favorite.
Wee-haw. It's Big Brother Mike.
I'm pretty sure there's a huge shift in the audience this year where even more people love Big Brother Mike and think Allison is stupid. So I think my goal for this year is to have somebody, like, want to punch me so that they just, you know, you have to have a baby face and a heel. If I'm going to be a heel, I'm going to be the best heel in the world.
So does that mean I'm going to enjoy the Twitter today?
Maybe.
All right. Usually it's, I hate Big Brother Mike. Allison is stupid, but we hate Big Brother Mike.
That's
not true. Put him back in the cage.
No one.
Why
said
do
that.
You let that old son of a gun on your show? He's just like an old cantankerous prospector digging for gold in them there mountains.
Buggers. We'll get to that in a minute. So we're going to be talking about three episodes of Big Brother today. We're going to be talking about Sunday's nominations and Battle of the Block and all that great stuff. We're going to be talking about Wednesday's POV and all that craziness. Nice. And then we have Thursday's first live eviction. Well, I don't even think it was live, was it? Was it live?
Yes, it was live.
Okay, first live eviction. There you go.
Yep.
So Sunday's episode, we have our nominations and Battle of the Block, right, Big Brother Mike?
Yes.
Okay, so start us off, because there's a lot going on here.
Okay, so just to refresh everybody's memory, from the first two episodes, we have James and Jason.
Our
two head of households. Mm-hmm. And we're just starting our nominations. So right now, you know, nobody knows anybody. Nobody wants to put anybody up. So there's not a whole lot of alliance work going on. We get the, you know, 10 minutes worth of bro codes with Austin and Jace.
Bro code number one, shut up about bro codes. Bro code number two, don't talk about bro codes. Bro code number one.
Pretty much the first couple of days you want to hang low, especially Austin. He doesn't want to stick out. He's already sticks out. He's 6'1", you know? Yeah. And it's like, oh, let's go bro code to everybody. Everybody was like really annoyed by that.
Because it went on for like an hour and a half.
It went on forever.
It went on forever, but I really like Austin, so I'm like, I'm torn.
But I do sort of like the Bill and Ted air guitar.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's the only thing that's kind
of... Wild Stallions rule.
Sandine is high.
Sandine is high school football rules. But Bill and Ted never said that.
Every time I drive through and I see Sandine when we're going anywhere, I'm like, Sandine is high football rules. and so nobody really knows each other. We have to nominate people, but there's a plan already in place.
Already formulates a plan because there's already a most hated house guest.
Oh, and it's our buddy Jace.
Ugh.
So they want to backdoor Jace. That's the game plan here, right?
Well, he left the back door open. And he showed everybody his back door when he streaked.
That is true.
That was gross.
And nobody liked it.
Nobody thought it was
funny or
interesting.
See, that's weird. When Hayden Voss did it, everybody loved it. It made him endearing. Jace did it. It was like, oh, what a tool. What a douche.
Well, because he's a douche. He is a douche. That's a douchey thing to do.
It's,
You know, see, it's a weird thing. Everybody... They're all saying that everybody hates Jace in the house. Everybody dislikes it. He makes everybody uncomfortable in the house. Now, you got to remember, this was all done before the live feeds came on. Mm-hmm. So we really don't know how douchey he was or how bad he was to everybody. But it must have been pretty bad for somebody that's just like the surfer dude to really annoy somebody that much. Usually it's one of the annoying girls that really gets on everybody's nerves in the first couple of days.
Yeah.
Just by being annoying, not overplaying, not any of that sort of stuff. So he must have been, like, pretty bad.
Oh, absolutely. Nobody really liked the whole street thing. I'm worried for Austin.
That's right, because the taint of Jace goes to Austin.
Let's stop talking about Jace's taint.
We saw it. I just got to talk about it. It's all the news that's fit to print.
So we already have kind of a forming alliance between the two heads of household.
Yes.
Audrey.
Yeah.
Day.
Mm-hmm.
And am I missing anybody? Is that it?
Why do I think there's another person too? I think there's
at the beginning the plant the backdoor Jace was James, Jason, Audrey, and Devon.
Right.
I thought there was a fifth.
That was the initial like kind of alliance. They were like, we're gonna get together, we're going to backdoor Jace, but who do we put up? Right. So James puts up does James put up Steven
James puts up Jackie and Steve.
Mm-hmm. And now
the weird thing is he's gone to all these people. Mm-hmm. And this is probably where Jace got, where Austin sort of sniffed out that they were going to backdoor Jace, because pretty much James and Jason brought up Jackie, Steve, Becky, and John, said, hey, we're putting you up, but we got a backdoor plan for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, let's do the math. We got Jason. So there's already six people out of the house,
mm-hmm.
You know, and then plus another four more, mm-hmm. that aren't going to be in the running for being nominated.
Right.
It's kind of easy to smell out who's going to go up,
mm-hmm.
if there's a backdoor plan.
Right. Absolutely.
But I mean, you never go to people and say, I want you to be a pawn because I'm backdooring somebody in week one. You just make up a reason for, you know, dude, I don't know you. We're in the house for 2 days. I got to do something. You know, mm-hmm. Jackie, it's easy. Well, you know, you're on The Amazing Race. You're already on a reality show. So I'm going to toss you up. Steve, you're kind of awkward. So, you know, hope you do well, but I'm throwing you up.
Exactly. You know, and that's normally what you hear.
And they didn't even use any of the, you were the first one out of our, you know, out of our HOH competition.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they could have went there. They could have done the really easy way out of it. You didn't even have to talk about backdooring anything. Jace would have just been there being Jace, being goofy, being annoying, being douchey, and he wouldn't have started smelling it out.
Very true.
I don't know why they didn't do that. It seems like they were playing really hard, really fast. And they want to get out Jace. And so, like we said, Steven and Jackie are up. And then also, our buddy Johnny Mac.
Johnny Mac.
And gosh, who was the girl?
Becky.
Thank you, Becky. So they're together. Now, at the end of the day, you know, the Bob is important, right? Because Battle of the Block is back. The Bob is important. But with this backdoor thing happening, it's, you know, but that's the thing is, when they were talking about the backdoor, I was like, it's not really going to happen.
Yeah,
obviously, people talk about it all the time, but it doesn't really happen, right?
We don't see that. Yeah, no.
So the Battle of the Block is
Well, you've got to think about it though, because you can't backdoor a person and let them play in two competitions where they can get off.
Well, yeah, but
you can't put somebody up in the Battle of the Block, and even if they lose the Battle of the Block, they can still compete in the
with
POV.
POV.
So if you don't put them in the Battle of the Block, then unless they get selected, you know, one of the three selected mm-hmm. house guests to participate in POV, it's it's totally out of your hands then.
Right, absolutely, which is really with the Battle of the Block, I mean, that's kind of how you have to do the back doors now.
Yeah.
So, but I just really didn't think they were going to pull the trigger. I mean,
yeah,
nobody
me neither.
Pulls the trigger.
Yeah, especially this early in the game, just trying to backdoor
somebody.
Usually
nobody
like,
pulls the trigger.
That's how much they dislike Jace, apparently.
Right. So the Battle of the Block is this weird construction competition where they need to carry blocks from one side to the other, and there's a rotating, you know, beam that they have to all walk across. And if they fall off or they drop a block, they have to go back and start. They don't have to start everything again. They have to start that run again.
Yeah, from where they started, whether it was from where they were building or where they were picking up the blocks.
Right, exactly. So it's not like, whatever. They were falling off a lot.
But Steven started crawling, and he started doing really well crawling.
Steven did start crawling.
Low center of gravity. Well, that's science.
He's smart. He's
science.
He's the engineer. Other than that, I mean, them falling was pretty funny. Yeah. But other than that, it was a pretty easy B.O.B.
Yeah.
Pretty straightforward.
Well, you know, the B.O.B.s were never meant to be hard. I mean, remember last year, the first one was the champagne toast. They had a...
Yeah.
I thought that one was hard.
But that one looked really hard to get started. Mm-hmm. Like.
Well, yeah, but once they got the rhythm going, it wasn't that bad.
Isn't that true of everything, though?
No, this one, it's hard. It was a rotating balance beam. It was a stacking competition. And at the beginning, you had to sort of drop your blocks because the beam was higher than where mm-hmm. your,
yeah.
where the Jenga puzzle was like being assembled.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder what would have happened if they got like 3/4 way up and the whole thing sort of tipped off.
Toppled.
Forward. If it toppled over. Did they have to, I mean, I'm assuming they've got to start all the way from the beginning again, but that wasn't, you know, they didn't say that in the rules, but I'm assuming mm-hmm. you just don't go out and assemble to where you were.
Right. Yeah. That seems weird. I don't know. Well, it didn't come up, so it didn't really, yeah. I guess it's no harm, no foul. At the end of the day, Johnny Mac and Becky.
They won.
They're won. They're safe. I'm happy. I like Johnny Mac.
Jackie and Steven are still on the block.
Yes.
And Jason gets concrete dumped on him.
Yes, well.
That one is like, all right, Jason, stand there. Oh, shit, the concrete didn't pour on him. Jason, move back.
Yeah, get back under it.
He was a good sport about it. It came pouring out, and it wasn't hitting him, so he walked under, you know, just sort of.
Well, he's a big brother. He's a big brother super fan, I'm sure. He was like, I want to get
hit. Hit with it. It almost knocked him over because it was going so fast, and he's a little guy.
He's just a little guy. He's just a little guy. So I thought that one, it was kind of boring for a B.O.B. I was like, all right. I kind of like the one where they had to, like, climb up the cake and, like, hold on to the cakes and stuff. I don't know. I like something more.
Yeah, B.O.B.s aren't supposed to be hard, but they should be interesting.
They should be entertaining. This one is kind of like, they're walking.
Take that, Big Brother Puzzle Crew. Not hard, but entertaining.
Yes.
You failed twice on this latest B.O.B. Do better this weekend.
What else happened in this one? Is this where we started getting Cloud Town and...
No, that's Cloud Town. Cloud Town was the Wednesday episode.
Oh, okay.
We got to see the HOH rooms.
Oh yeah!
Right, that was pretty cool. It's the tube rooms again.
Yep.
Pandora Box's old lair is the bedroom number two.
Yep.
And there was the fish in a table.
Yep.
So instead of having the fish tank against the wall, it's a table.
Table fish.
Now I'm wondering what happens because they've had the fish all over. They've had them in the HOH bedroom. They've had them in the HOH bathroom. Now they're in the Pandora Box HOH room,
mm-hmm.
but that room gets closed off as soon as the final HOH is chosen for the week. So do the fish starve for 5 days?
No, production, they can't trust the Big Brother house guest. That's
well, no, but they used, no, they used to always give the house, there was also always a house guest that would feed the fish. Remember last year, Frankie would feed those fish and they'd give them the little baggies full of fish food. And this is all you give them. You only give it to them one time a day or two times a day because we'd see it on the live feed. Oh, it's time to feed the fish. And it was like a big, you know, it was a big to do. Let's go up and feed the fish because there's nothing else to do in this fucking house because we're so bored. Mm-hmm. But now who's going to feed the fish? It's like being in Elton John's shoe. Who feeds the fish in Elton John's, the heel of Elton John's shoe?
It's good reference. I like that one. Elton John.
And of course there was no letters this week because it's before this is all done before the show aired.
Right. What's funny is my first concert was Elton John.
Aww.
Aww.
And he had fish in his heels of his shoe.
I'm not sure if he did at that concert, but he has very famously had fish in his shoes. So that happened. Was that pretty much it?
Then we have the takeover twist.
Oh, we do.
Get ready for takeover.
Oh my gosh, I hate that cue. This is still Phil's finishing up his, right?
This is the finale of the Phil Kogan twist.
So Phil comes on, and it's kind of a waste of a takeover. He's like, hey, Vanessa, Day.
No, it's a good takeover.
Is it?
Is it?
I'll be the judge. You two present your cases.
Okay, as far as being a twist that relates to Phil from Amazing Race, one of the Amazing Race rewards is a competition rewards is the fast forward. So if you win a competition, you know, and the first 8 legs of the race, you get to use this fast forward card where you get to go immediately to the pit stop. You don't have to do all the other competitions along the way. So that's a good BB takeover with an amazing twist. You bring in Jeff and Jackie as part one, and then the second twist, they get the fast forward. So it's revealed that, as Phil said at the end of the second episode, is that, you know, with risks comes rewards. So it finds out that Devon and Vanessa ended up getting a reward, that they were both going to be safe from nomination and eviction this week. And as an extra reward, they each got to select an additional house guest that got that fast forward safe reward. And surprisingly, Devon picked Liz.
Mm-hmm.
I can't figure out why.
But I can't Devon figure out why. Liz,
and Vanessa picked Austin. So I can see that. That makes a little bit of sense. There's no alliance there, but they sort of bonded a little bit, at least just talking game talk.
Yeah.
But when he was an area guitaring and being an idiot, Jace.
Yeah.
So we've got 4 people that are going to be safe this week from the back door. So that's I'm saying. Now we've got lots of people. We've already got half the house that's safe from being backdoored.
Right.
So, Allison, now I want to hear your case. Why was this
actually, a bad actually, twist? Actually, we've got 10.
We've well, got yeah, 10. because there's the 2 from the BOB winners. They can't be put up. And then you have the HOH guy, obviously. And then who else?
Well, I guess there's really only 5, but I'm assuming if you were like on the block, you weren't going to be put up again.
Right. Yeah. I think that was a crappity one, because Vanessa and Day already had kind of made deals to not be put up. Like, that was kind of the stipulation. Like, we won't play, but don't put me up. No, could people have broke their promise? Of course.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. But it just kind of was a waste. And to bring the other 2 with them, I was like, oh, okay, well, what's the point of that? And I thought it was really weird that there wasn't, like, that they actually talked to people and tried to figure out who best to bring, as opposed to doing, like, a straw poll or something more randomized, you know, so that they weren't showing their cards this early in the game. Again, another one that is just, like, you're playing this game as if it's week 4 or 5, right? Because right now there's not that many alliances, right? So I would have
At this point, there's about 1 million alliances.
But none of them are legit.
By the time this point comes, there has already been 4 or 5 alliances. There's a half-house alliance out there. There's a 5-person alliance. And then the people that aren't in, like, official alliances right now are sort of like, they're like the moons around them.
But they're not legit alliances. Like, they're not.
Well, they're only legit for the 1 week. I mean, it's not like they're going forward for the entire season.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, but why didn't they do more of a randomized, like, oh, I want to keep this fair. I don't want to.
I don't know.
Well, Devon did. They actually sort of brought everybody in and say, well, give me your pitch. And Liz, I guess, was the only one that says, I'll keep you safe. I won't put you up next week. Nobody even thought of that when they talked to Devon. What are you going to give me? Well, there's nothing you can give a person in the Big Brother
house. I'm going to give you cigarettes.
Other than safety. That's the only thing that you can offer. If I'm HOH, you're not going up and you're not going to be a replacement now. That's all you have to say.
And Liz did, and that's why she got it. I just would have done like Skittles in a hat.
Oh, okay, great.
Or something like that. I would have done Skittles in a hand, just been like, boom. And that's right. Fair and random.
That's right.
But actually do Skittles in a hand.
Yeah, but I would actually do Skittles in a hand.
I just would have said, I'm in an alliance with this person, so I'm going to keep them safe so we can be a power couple.
Power couple.
I want to have a big X on my back.
Yeah, right?
I'm the big target. Bring that target against. I'm not even going to compete in the HOH next week. I'm going to sit it out. Come after me.
That's why I just thought it was weird, because why would you want more targets on your back?
You know what? With the Battle of the Block, I don't mind being a target as long as somebody would put me up in the middle of the block. But that's if you're a real target, then they're never putting you up. So I would rather be the person that's initially nominated this time.
Right, of course.
You know, before the Battle of the Block, it was like, well, it was kind of shitty to be nominated, but you know you had the POV.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at least with the Battle of the Block, it's like, well, they're not coming after me, because if you're going to go after somebody, you're not going to put them in the Battle of the Block. It's just that simple. You know you're pretty safe in the house in these early weeks if you're nominated first.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's the problem with the Battle of the Block. I don't know how you tweak it, you know, unless you've really got some, not half house alliances, but if you've got some 3 or 4 person alliances where if you can get both HOHs and you can put up like all 4 people that are in the other alliance,
mm-hmm.
hoping that you can get one of them out.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
and then if you don't, you can backdoor them again. Mm-hmm. So they could sort of be up, they could be up twice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's the only time it works. But it never works early at the beginning of the year because it's always house consensus the first 3 weeks.
Right, of course. Of course. Was this episode also the one with Shelltown?
Yes.
I don't, was this one Shelltown?
It yes, might have been. Jace is obsessed with Chilltown, which is cool. I like Mike Boogie and Dr. Will, but any kind of alliance name he comes up with, it's something something town. So they were in the hot tub and they're pretending to call each other on
shells
phones.
That were sitting around.
Yeah, they're shells and they turned them into shell phones. And it was pretty funny. It was reminiscent of Chilltown. I thought that in itself was funny, but then Jace has to take it to another level and be like, our alliance name should be Shelltown. And it's like, yeah, okay, Shelltown. And Austin's all about it. And then later on when he's talking about Cloudtown, I'm like, what is with you? And like, get over it. You're not Chilltown.
I don't know. Okay, yeah, Chilltown was fine. We saw it way back when in season 2. We saw it at All Stars, but that was season 7. Mm-hmm. This is season 17. It's 9 years later. It's like, okay, Jace, is this the only season you saw?
Yeah.
Did they show you like All Stars in season 10 and season 14? What did you see? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know if he was like a super fan. I don't think he was because he's doesn't play very well for being a super fan, but it's like, okay, great, great, great. You know, it's over. That was years ago.
It'd be better if their name was the Brogade.
Now that would have been better.
Yes. See? This is why I should be some kind of reality show writer. I can figure it out.
You should be one of those producers that, you know, because, you know, they're in the diary room a lot to get their pieces. It's like, well, what do you think? You know, you guys are you guys like the Brigades, except you're like bros, like a Brogade? Or do something on a Brogade.
Yeah, do Brogade. That's great. You can have that. Go put that. We'll give it to you, buddy. We'll give it to you. So that episode.
I guess Jace thought if he went with something like Chilltown, he'll get more airtime.
And if he streaks, he'll get more airtime. And if he stands in the front, he'll get more airtime. And whatever, Jace. Yeah. That was that episode. That was Sunday's episode. Then we get into Wednesday's episode, which is, of course, the POV episode. This one was pretty good because we're solidifying the backdoor plan, right? But in doing so, we have, like, Jason Austin starting to sniff it out, and they go and they talk to James. And who else was in there? Audrey was also in there.
That was James and Audrey, right.
And so they come up and they're like, we should team together. We should have an alliance. We're awesome. Look at us. Da, da, da. We should name it. It should be Cloudtown. I like Cloudtown. Let's be Cloudtown. And all this time, like, James doesn't say much of anything.
No. Well, no, it was funny because he would say, we should go after somebody big. We should get blood on our hands. He goes, yeah, I love blood. Cover me in blood. I'll wear it like a fur paint.
I'll wear it like war paint. And he's like, and then they were like, Austin goes, yeah, but it's week one. Who's your big target, right? And then Audrey pipes up and goes, it'd be a pretty big move if we got the former HOH kicked out, if we went after that. And Austin goes, oh, my God. Like, he said it so dramatically, like, oh, my God. Like little Jason? You're going after little Jason? Like, shut up. And so she's just throwing that out there, though. But she is starting to play super hard.
She's trying to play super stupid. The big thing that I don't understand, you can talk to people and get them to vote your way and be buddies and say this is best for the house. You do not need to bring them into your alliance.
Right.
You do not need a big half-house alliance.
Not at all. Not at all. That but Audrey keeps pulling people in.
Goddamn, and she's doing it on her own.
Yep.
She's doing it on her own.
She's pulling people in.
Was this the episode where she was pulling people out of bed, or was that on Thursday?
No, I think that was Wednesday.
It was Wednesday. I mean, This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. You need 7 votes.
Mm-hmm.
But now, at the time that she went to wake people up, this was like 3 o'clock in the morning. They'd been up all night. I mean, what, she got Jeff, she got Clay, she got Shelly, she got Meg, and she's doing all of this in front of James. It's James's HOH.
Yeah. He even says, who do you think is HOH right now?
Yeah.
I mean, the strategy should have been, okay, we've got 4 of us, and if the 4 of us are cool with each other, let's try to go and get each one of us will then try to do a sub-alliance with somebody else. So we've got our core 4, and then each of the 4 of us have another alliance out there so that we have votes. That's better than an 8-person alliance.
Because exactly.
Now everybody in the house knows there's an 8-person alliance.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And she was ruining Jeff's flow with Meg.
That was pretty funny. Jeff was like, I'm really digging Meg. I'm going to spend some alone time with her in the bed, and we're going to talk. And
be flirty.
Be flirty. And then Audrey's like, we need you, Jeff. And then Jeff's like, I don't want to go. Like, I'm having a conversation. And then she even goes, if you don't want to be put on the block, you need to come.
Yeah.
And like, he's like, what? I'm trying.
It's like, dude.
And then later she goes and gets Meg. Why couldn't she have called them up at the same time together?
Because she
doesn't get it.
Well,
she wasn't sure whether or not she wanted Meg. Jeez. Well, I'm going to tell you. You guys haven't seen it because it was all on the live feeds this week. Audrey is pissing the entire house out. She is so super overplaying this game. And she's telling lies and half-truths to people. But her own creation could be her own destruction because she's created this group of 8, but now she's sort of playing them against each other and against the rest of the people in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't finally until they were really getting together to backdoor Jace and sort of keep away from Jace trying to, get their votes for him to stay. When they start putting together, it's like, well, somebody said this.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody else says, well, no, you said this. And somebody else says, well, you don't like me. And somebody else said, well, you were going to put him on the block. And then they all got together, and it was like, well, who said this? Well, people have said this. Well, who's these people? It all goes back to Audrey. So all of a sudden, there's a house meeting, and everybody's saying, Audrey, you're the one saying all this shit. I didn't say anything. That's not exactly what I said. They're twisting my words. Mm-hmm. So she was so overplaying this game. Then she stopped playing it altogether. For 2 days, she just stayed in her bed and did nothing.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was just like, oh, my God. You know, it's like, Audrey, you better hope that somebody blows up the house next week because you're the next big target because nobody trusts you anymore.
Right.
Everybody thinks that you're a manipulator. You're the puppet master. You're the alliance creator and destroyer. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why do you have to play that hard? You never, ever have to play that hard in the first week.
Mm-hmm.
And if it weren't for Jace being more annoying
mm-hmm.
than she was manipulative, she would have been gone this week. But you're not going to see any of that on CBS because they're giving – you got to admit, on Thursday and on Wednesday's episodes, they gave Jace a really good edit,
mm-hmm.
made him look like the happy bro.
Mm-hmm.
They gave Audrey a really good edit compared to what was really happening in the house.
Mm-hmm.
She got a great edit.
Well, so I don't know. We did have that huge blowout fight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was such a great edit.
They made her kind of look crazy when she was going.
And it made him look crazy, too, when he was, like, talking to Steven. And we'll get to that, where he starts, like, rallying for votes.
Yeah.
But that's a spoiler. And we'll get to that in a second.
But then, well, and then this episode, you've also got the fight with with Davon.
Oh, and Clay.
And Clay.
With Jeff, Shelley, and Clay.
Which was so stupid.
Well, not see that. I don't know who to blame that on.
Mm-hmm.
It was sort of both ways.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's essentially Davon was just counting stuff.
Yeah.
She knows that at some point there may be some sort of, counting competition.
Right.
So she's going around counting things. That's not, that's not unreasonable. Maybe it's a little early in the game to do it, week one. But she's walking around, and it's like, I always thought you can go any place you wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
So she walks into a room, into a bedroom that's empty, and Jeff is there with Shelley and Clay, and it's like, where's she going?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. Is anybody in there? Well, no. Well, should we go get her? Well, I don't know. Just go in there and get some hair gel and see what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But the weird thing is he had just walked in and says, I can hear you talking through these walls. I can hear everything you say. And then Davon goes into the room, and then they're talking, and Davon is hearing everything that they say.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think what really set her off was he called her a creeper.
Do you think that was it?
I think that was it because they were in the first part of the first week when they were in the house. Steven was kind of a creeper listening at doors and stuff.
Right.
And he got caught. Mm-hmm. And so people were starting to, they called him a creeper.
Mm-hmm.
So when Jeff called Davon a creeper, mm-hmm. I think that's what set her off more than anything.
Oh, really?
Wow. She don't tell me what I can do and where I can go.
She got pissed.
Yeah,
she got pissed.
She went Inglewood on there. She went.
That's what she said. She goes, the Inglewood is coming out. Yeah, that's what she even said it. We're not making it up. She said it. So she goes and she's like, I can't believe this. Da 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 da. And then she's telling Audrey. And so, Audrey's like, okay. And she goes down and she talks to Clay and Jeff. And it's like, you should go up and talk to her and apologize. And Clay comes up and he's just like, what's going on? Why are you being this way? Totally not apologizing. And Audrey's like, she's up there crying. Just go apologize. And so Clay goes up and apologizes. And he's like, I'm sorry, da 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 da. And once Clay leaves, she's like, I know Audrey went and talked to him. I don't want that Audrey. She's a manipulator. And you know what? I'm going to be friendly, but I don't forget. And I'm just like, whoa. And this is all about this weird thing. I don't know. It really, it didn't make any of them look sane.
Right.
No, it made them all look nuts. All four of them.
But that's when there was that original alliance that Davon was a part of. Well, then they threw her out and brought in Shelley and Clay.
Mm.
Ah.
So she's maybe a little hurt from that.
Well, no, she really doesn't know that.
Oh.
At this point that they brought her in because they're talking about, well, Davon is just crazy, so maybe we should get rid of her next week. But I don't know if that made the TV shows because there was just so much. So now part of the house is looking at Audrey. Another part of the house is looking at Davon because she's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. That's unfortunate.
I'd hate to lose Dave so soon.
Yeah. I'd hate to lose Audrey so soon.
Me too. Especially since she'll go all the way.
And Davon was really good in the diary room.
Yes.
You know who else is good in the diary room? Yeah. Meg is funny in the diary room.
Yeah.
Oh, she's entertaining.
I hate
Come
to
on.
Say it. Yeah, she is.
Yes, I didn't think she was going to be, but she's kind of funny in the diary room.
She really, especially on Thursday's episode, I was like, I kind of like Meg now.
I know.
She's not Britney good. But she's good. She's good. She's funny.
She's good. I know. I hate saying it too. And she's always got these big glasses on. And I'm like,
and the only thing that saves it, those look like those are really glasses.
Yeah.
They don't look like they're just fake glasses that she's wearing. Just like, haha, I wear glasses. Like people do all the time. It drives me nuts.
Oh, no. There's some people in that house that are really, really blind.
Hmm.
They were trying on each other's glasses. It was like, holy fuck.
How many smokers are there this year? Because I remember last year there was
Jason.
None.
Well, no, there's some part-time smokers. Jason smokes a lot. I think Davon smokes. I'm trying to watch that when they go outside.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason I know, Davon sometimes. And I think there's a couple of others. Last year there was nobody.
Yeah, there was nobody.
That was weird.
Hmm.
But there's always so much interesting game talk that goes on with the smokers.
With the smokers, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's the best game talk.
And that's the night smoking. Well,
that's the best cover, too, because you've got to go outside to smoke. Mm-hmm. So you just sort of, well, I'm going a little nuts, especially if you were on inside lockdown for like 20 hours because they're building the construction of a competition set outside. It's like you start playing up that, yeah, I'm going fucking nuts in here. I really need
to smoke.
You know, it's like as soon as those doors open, the smokers can go out there and you can start planning your little stuff. That's a great thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we get to the POV competition, and they are picking their pieces against the random...
Well, we first got to figure out who was in the POV competition.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're picking it out, right? So they pick their pieces. So you have James and Steven and Jackie. And they all pick, and they end up picking, who else? I'm blanking.
They pick Johnny Mac.
Johnny Mac gets picked.
Becky.
Yeah.
Becky, who you forgot last time.
Yep.
Who?
Becky's forgettable.
Becky. And Becky got hit by a train.
Oh, you're going to mess it up. I was waiting for my Becky's a train wreck.
That was awful.
Now, I have not gone back to the flashback on the live feeds, because Becky, I heard, told Shelley about her train accident, and I guess it is true.
It's true.
Becky got hit in the face with a train.
Yep. In Germany, right?
Yes, it was. I read this online, and the people who heard the story and put up the video of it also went and found approximately probably, you know, an average street where this would have happened in Germany,
mm-hmm.
and you can really see how easy it was for that to happen, too.
Well, what happened?
Well, these are just like trolley trains, and so they go along the normal roadways,
mm-hmm.
and they're very narrow roads because these are old German roads.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And there was a big truck, and she was crossing the street, and as she did not see the train coming because the big truck that she was right next to as she was passing, and it was just coming on the other side, mm-hmm. and that's it hit her. Yeah.
She just was, in the face, though?
Well, I mean, yeah. She got hit in the face by a
truck. So it wasn't like an Amtrak train.
No,
train. It was like a San Francisco trolley.
Yeah, but these trains are also like very flat on the front.
I gotcha.
Yeah, it's really easy to see how it happened once you see like the layout and what kind of train that it
probably. Yeah, it's like somebody going around just around a truck and getting hit by a car.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Same sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I guess she was stuck in Germany in the hospital for several months after that.
Facial surgery and stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, for that happening, she looks darn good.
She looks great.
And then who was the last one?
Well, see, I can't now I feel really bad when I make the ugly Becky jokes.
Yep, I felt
really bad, but it's like, there's something wrong with her face.
Yep.
How did she get on the show? Because she's like really not that attractive. And then it was like, well, how do you go into the casting? Because when you go, if you go to like open casting, they ask you, put down something that's interesting about you.
I got hit by a train.
I got hit by a train and had to have reconstructive surgery. Oh, well, shit, they're eating that up.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. And who was the last one? So we had Johnny Mac Becky, and...
Steve picked House Guest Choice. And picked Jason.
Oh, that's right. I thought
they had to pick a host, and they picked Austin.
Austin is top hat.
What's his character name? Yeah, Judas. That's his character name, Judas. So he was Judas. And so we go outside, and the game is like Nova Scotia, and it's these mountains that are noses.
Could have done a better name. That was so forced.
Yeah. They go out there, and it's a spelling competition, you know, Technotronic, like that.
Yeah, it's a spelling obstacle course competition.
Yep. So they had to go digging in the noses for letters.
It was good to see Nutley there as a prospector.
Was there as a prospector. The thing that was different about this one is it was a point system, kind of like Scrabble, as opposed to just the longest spelled word, correctly spelled. It's a point system. So like some of them were worth like 0 or 1, and some of them were worth like
two or three
or more. So there was a little bit more strategy going into it, because you didn't necessarily just need to spell the longest word. You needed to spell, like in Scrabble, the word worth the most points.
Points, right. I mean, you use that Q, which I'm assuming is a 3.
Right.
You spell out a word like queen, and that's probably worth more points than Afghanistan.
Right? Everything that's 1-1-1-1-1.
Yeah. Right. Are zero. A lot of the vowels were zeros,
right. If you notice. There were zero value tiles.
Right.
But yeah, I thought this was, I mean, it was, they had, it was the standard competition. They had like 10 minutes to lock it in or something like that.
But I usually thought they had more than 10 minutes. I thought this was short, but maybe I just don't.
They're usually around 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
This one was good though, because everybody spelled their words right.
Yes.
I think this is the first time that they've had this competition where the words were all spelled right.
And that's what one of the house guests said too. Yeah. Like,
I think it was Jason, Big Brother,
mm-hmm.
Big Brother Savant, Jason.
It's kind of weird when you get Jason and Steven in the room together.
Yeah, how are those two not best friends yet?
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. So they end up spelling all the words, and I forget all of the words, but there was trombonist by Steven.
Yes.
And then my favorite was Johnny Mac, and I wish we could find a clip of this or create a clip of this, but we're way too lazy, let's be honest. So they cut to him in the diary room, and he's like, I have the best word. And you see him, it's like, Johnny Mac, what's your word? And he opens it up and he goes, boogers. And he says it so dramatically, but he does not win with boogers. Steven wins with trombonist.
Some of his favorite people.
Because he is one. He is a trombonist. So Steven is safe. And this can't go any better for James.
Yeah.
Because now nobody has to make a choice of if you're using the veto. Of course Steven's going to use it. This is perfect.
Steven, who, by the way, does not believe he is only just a pawn.
Oh, yeah. He's freaking out.
Yeah. He's like, I gotta save myself.
Mm-hmm. He's freaking out. And so he saves himself off the block. But what's interesting is they go back into the house and they were like, that had to have been like the longest word in Big Brother spelling history. And he immediately just goes, nope, it was Brendan.
Yeah.
with the word understanding. And I was like, God dang it. You know everything. It's so weird. He just has that memory. Like,
yeah.
Well, and the weird thing is that he just doesn't know U.S. Big Brother.
Oh, really?
He was saying, it was like season 2 of Big Brother Philippines.
Oh, God.
Had this twist to it. This is sort of like what we're doing now. So it's like, well, you know what? I mean, he watches England, he watches Australia, he watches the Philippines.
Oh, wow.
He watches, I mean, if they're in English, he watches them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So it's like, at some point, he's going to recognize that the BB takeovers might be a lot similar to one of the seasons of BB UK from mm-hmm. like 2 or 3 years ago, mm-hmm. which may give him an advantage, which hopefully he doesn't reveal.
Well, yeah, keep that to yourself, obviously.
Smart money would be to keep it to yourself.
So Steven, of course, takes himself off the block. James puts up Jace. And this is when Jace goes into, like, crazy mode.
I don't understand it.
Well, he tries to, so we get into Thursday's episode now, right? So
at the end of Wednesday's episode, though, you just see him sitting in the chair.
Just, like dumbfounded.
I'm shocked. How can this happen? My eyes are tearing up. It's like, I thought we were best buds.
I was the funny guy.
We were in Cloud Town.
And now also
it's raining on Clown Town.
He just said Clown Town.
It's hard to say Cloud Town.
Agreed.
It's a lot easier to say Clown Town.
He is Clown Town.
What's funny is like I just wanted that Charlie Brown music to start playing, like, so
now let's talk about what you didn't see though going into
okay that. Before we get into Thursday's episode, yeah,
before we get into Thursday, for Jace already knew that he was going to be nominated.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
He already knew that. There was a song that Austin and Jace made up. He was like, well, we got real long hair, we got tattoos everywhere, yada, 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 yada.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's a little thing that they've got on, like, CBS highlights. You know,
mm-hmm.
They're, like, putting that vanilla stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
And what James was going to do is he was going to change those words around. It's like, you got long hair, you got tattoos everywhere, but now take a seat in that chair.
Okay?
And he was going to use that, and before the eviction, Jace went to, I think it was Audrey saying, I heard that there's a song about me and I'm going to be put, you know, I'm going to be nominated and he's going to sing and he's going to tell me to get in the chair. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh yeah, that, I don't know anything about it. So then Audrey tells that to James and James decides not to use that. So it was no surprise to Jace that he was going on.
Oh, well, he seems surprised. We get into Thursday's episode, and Julie has, like, a pompadour thing going on. She's got, like, her hair, like, slicked back. It was kind of weird, and she's wearing this unflattering orange dress.
God, was that the ugliest dress of all?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It's up there.
Is Julie just, like, tucking her boobs now? Are they taping them down? We haven't seen a chin boob all season.
She lost her water bra.
Everything.
Bra. Her bra.
Bra.
Lost her. Bra code number one. Don't go out without your water bra.
Everything that she's wearing this year has been so unflattering. Put a little belt on. Give her a necklace. It looked like she was wearing an orange potato sack.
I know. And the hair did not help. Like, and the hair looked greasy and slicked back.
Yeah, it was like, you mean, Frankie Grande was in the front row probably thinking, oh my God, Julie.
This pink mohawk.
He was so excited when they cut to the audience, and you see him, he's in the front row, and he is clapping so excitedly he could barely stay in his seat. He could barely stay in that seat, Brian.
And then you got Jeff and Jordan at the end of the block, and we don't even see them to come back from the second break.
Right.
Well, there's Jeff and Jordan, too, but you see that Frankie head.
Oh, absolutely.
I thought those two were still at Marriage Boot Camp.
I am watching Marriage Boot Camp because of Jeff and Jordan. They're the perfectly imperfects.
There you go.
And they don't talk. Unless it's like, what do you want to eat for dinner? Like, they don't talk to each other. It's so weird.
Whatever.
Anywho, they're adorable. So we get to Thursday show, and Jace pulls aside James in the HH room and is like, dude, thought we had an alliance. I can't trust you. And guess what? If I win, I'm gonna come after you. And James is just like, all right. He takes it pretty well. James is just like, dude, look, it's Big Brother. What game are you playing?
Yeah, I love that. I love just how down-to-earth James was about that.
I'm starting to really turn around on James.
Well, we never had anything against James. I think we're starting to enjoy James, actually. Because we weren't like, it wasn't like our turnaround on Meg. We're like, she's annoying. She is the worst. She was pretty funny.
Yeah, why is she funny? Damn,
James has just been like, no, James is cool. And Alice is like, oh, James is cool.
Yeah, he solidified his coolness. And so Jace is like, this is stupid. I'm going to go and I'm going to start getting votes. I'm going to start rallying people. And he's taught the best part. So he's talking to people being like, you need me. I'm going to be a bigger target. And Johnny Mac's like, oh, that sounds good. That's my Johnny Mac impression.
Johnny Mac impression.
And then, but the best one was when he goes to Steven, and he's like almost intimidating Steven. He's like, you need me. And Steven's like, I know. You have to keep me. I know. You have to really work to keep me, Steven. Oh, you think I don't know this? Like, it was so weird. Like, it was basically Jace shaking Steven, being like, give me the vote.
Give me your mouth money, nerd.
But the.
No, stop. We have to stop there because it gets so much worse.
Oh, really?
And this is really why I don't like Jace at all.
Okay.
What didn't we see? He's in the, so you see him with Steven, like, agreeing with him, saying, you need me and I'm a bigger target.
Yeah.
Before that, he's in there with Steven is going, you know what? Everybody in this house hates you. When you walk out of the room, people talk about you and they think you're like a total joke. And, you know, I don't know why you're not sticking up for me. What are you, a big pussy? I think that's what you are. That's all you are, Steve. You're just a big fucking pussy. And you better stick up for me because I can take you in this game. But, you know, everybody hates you in here. They think you're a joke. You're going to be out of here. If you don't have somebody protecting you, then that's it. I don't understand this. But he was, like, bullying him, and it was, like, 15 minutes. And Steve was, I know you're a big target, and, yeah, I know people don't like me. I know people talk about, yeah, I'm a big pussy. Oh, yeah, you're right. I should be with you. And, oh, yeah, you're right. But it's like, he just beat the shit out of the poor kid. It seemed like it went on for hours.
Wow.
But it was like 15 minutes of him being a total jagoff. I mean, some of the worst bullying I've seen on the shows where he was just hitting the kid below the belt. And he's bad enough. He was so awkward coming into the house, and now he's finally getting out. You know, he's sort of coming out of it a little bit.
He's getting better, yeah.
He got over that creeper stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, so people are starting, you know, the guys and some of the girls are starting to talk to him. Some of the girls are still being assholes to him because he's still awkward, mm-hmm. but he doesn't have a protector yet.
Girls are dicks.
And it's like, but Jace was like really beating his shit. It was a really, it was a big bully fest with him.
This is why girls never win Big Brother. Because they immediately go, you're awkward. I hate you and I don't want anything to do with you. Where guys will be, they'll put that aside a little bit if they see value there. Yeah. You know, past your awkwardness. So that's why chicks don't make it far. They can't see the deal from the awkward boy. You know, they can't see the potential deal you could make. But yeah, that's terrible. I can't believe, like, I mean, I don't want to say I can't believe that Jace would do that, but that's just so awful. Yeah,
that's why, really awful. That's why I'm saying that Jace got such a great edit.
Mm.
Of course, they're not going to show any of this bullying a poor little geek kid.
Flipping people off, like, at the camera and stuff, too, right?
But it's, yeah.
I read about that.
He went on, like, a tirade. It's like, oh, everybody's an asshole. Fuck them all. I'm going to blow up this house. You know, and he went to Audrey. You know, I'm going to tell everybody everything. I'm blowing up everybody's games. I'm blowing up the alliance. Well, go ahead. It's a half house alliance. Blow it up to the other half. They're going to know within 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. There was also a fight that they did show on the show on Thursday between Audrey and Jace, because Audrey's like, can't we just tell him? Why don't we just freaking tell him that we're backdooring him and we're all going to vote you out and all of these shenanigans that you're pulling are for naught. We're all going to vote you out. Everybody knew. Everybody's a part of it. Nobody wants you. And I was like, okay, well, I don't know if you like... I know the production is kind of weird with you talking about that kind of stuff, you know, but and she asks one person and then she kind of decides on her own that she's going to go over and talk to Jace. And she's like, look, there's this elephant in the room and I just want you to know that, like, I knew about this and it was, I knew. And we kind of decided this. And Jace just goes, I don't believe you. And it's like, you actually should believe her, Jace, you know. But he goes on this huge tirade about how, like, you're stupid, Audrey, and everybody here is stupid. And he's fighting with her, and she's fighting back.
She looked a little crazy, but she was right when she said, you look crazy right now, because of the two of them, Jace looked twice as crazy as Audrey.
Oh, yeah. So that was weird, too. Like, I guess that makes sense with going against with the bullying thing, too. Like, you're going home, bro. Sorry, bro. You're going home. Like, cause that's what she was like, why are we letting him, like, continue to make a fool of himself? Just tell him. Just tell him. And I get it. I get where Audrey's coming from. But again, she's not making friends in the house by kind of doing her own rogue thing.
Yeah, people, she's like, should we just tell him? And everyone's like, no.
Yeah, no.
And then she's like, fuck it, I'm telling him.
Yeah, she just does it anyways. So that's not good for her.
And now I'm going to bed.
Yeah, now I'm going to sleep.
Now I'm going to bed for 2 days.
I love Johnny Mac.
He's asleep. I wanted to see him so much more. You watch the live feed. It's like, come on, Johnny. Come on, Jack. It's like every time I turn on the live feeds, it seems that it's like after a competition.
Mm-hmm.
So they all go to bed. It's like, Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm going to go watch it.
You got
to
get on Big Brother time.
Son of a bitch, they're sleeping.
Oh, you know what? We didn't talk about?
What?
The have-not stuff.
Oh, we didn't.
We get our first round of have-nots, and James just picks. There's no competition. James just picks, and some people volunteer.
No. It ended up just being the four people that were saved for the week.
They had the fast-forward.
Right.
It was the fast-forward people.
Well, that's why they kind of volunteered, right? They're like, well, we're going to do it. But then it was funny because James forgot Vanessa's name. So he's like, Austin and Liz and...
Then he points right at her.
And then she goes, Vanessa, Vanessa. And so the have-not room is actually pretty cool this year. It's a dentist's office with a whole bunch of, like, dentist chairs and stuff. And of course, Johnny Mac's like, yeah, fit right in here. And he actually starts looking into people's mouths with the instruments. And his comment is, yep, you have teeth. And I'm just like, I love you.
He did point out one of the dental x-rays on the wall was upside down.
Oh.
That x-ray is upside down. So I guess Dave Arnold now believes he's a dentist.
He was like, oh, this stuff is so out of date. Like, I wouldn't want to see a dentist who has this equipment. Like, it was pretty funny. But, of course, they have to be on slop. They have to take cold showers. And the dentist room, that I like that one. They have to sleep in the dentist chairs. So we missed that when we were discussing other things. It was just a short little moment. But,
it was weird you mentioned about James not remembering Vanessa's name. Even now. even now, they've been in the house for 2 weeks of watching the live feed yesterday, and it was like, and then I think when I was talking to the one with the black hair.
Like, oh gosh.
Becky. I mean, it's the house guests still don't have them straight yet.
Oh, really?
And that's how there's a lot of people that are talking to each other, and there's some people that no one's talking to, and they aren't talking to anybody else, and it's like, okay, well, you might make it to jury that way this year.
Yeah, just because maybe they don't know who you are.
I'm staying in. You can't put me up if you don't remember my name.
Right.
If you don't remember who I am, it's like those names don't even come up when nominations are thought about.
Absolutely. Just stay low. Stay low, stay low, stay low. So we get to the votes, right? And it's all for Jace except for Audrey.
Audrey going rogue again.
She throws one to get Jackie out. And it's like, wait, what? We don't really know why she did it. I'm pretty sure she did it just to kind of throw a rogue vote.
Yeah, I think I don't know why she did that. That made no sense because, you know, that's the old James Rhymes theory of just to stir up the house.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, that does her no good.
Mm-hmm.
Because if anyone would have voted for Jace, it would have been Austin and Liz. And as Jace said in his exit interviews, he knew he was going, so he told them not to vote for him.
Right.
So it's like, you can't even say, well, those guys must have given him a sympathy vote.
Mm-hmm.
If I were Audrey and I would have, you know, if anybody even said anything about it after, you know, the vote during a commercial or after the show, I just would have said, you know, we just had such a blow up. I knew it was going to be a unanimous vote and I didn't want him to go out on a unanimous vote. So I knew it wasn't going to change anything. So I just gave him a pity vote.
Right.
But the thing is nobody brought it up.
Yeah, nobody said anything.
Nobody said anything.
So what was
like
the point?
During commercial break, and nobody said anything that night on the live feed to us.
Interesting. Oh, you know what we didn't talk about? We didn't talk about their pleas.
Oh, yeah.
So Jackie's is just like, I love you. You guys, if do the right thing and do what you're going to do and vote for you. And I understand, but I hope I'm still here. And then you have Jace, who's like, check out my music.
Check out my Instagram.
Check out my Instagram. And blah, blah, blah. And Julie, you look beautiful. And I'm just like, oh, man, this is why you're going, dude. Yeah. It wasn't very good. But Jace gets eliminated by an almost unanimous vote.
Johnny Mac casting his vote.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Can we please talk about Johnny Mac casting his vote? So Johnny Mac gets into the room, does not even wait for Julie to say hello. He's just like, hey, Julie.
No, because he started off doing some weird British accent. Hello.
And then Julie's like, hey, Johnny Mac. And then he goes, what's up? It's like, do you not know what you're here to do?
Yeah.
And so then she goes, well, who do you vote to evict? And he's just like, I'm going to evict. Jace. Like,
yeah, because he does this weird thing until he casts his vote to evict. He's like, hello. Like, what's up?
Like, I vote to evict Jace. He
cracked me up.
So what we did miss before the vote is we're going to have an extra person voting this time.
Oh, this happened during the voting, yes.
That's right, because Julie revealed the twin twist in this segment before the voting started.
And we find out the twin twist.
It's Liz.
It is Liz.
Well, find out a little bit more than that. Not during the show, but actually, we knew that Liz has a sister that's 10 months older than she is that looks a lot like her, but is not a twin.
Mm-hmm.
But then she does actually have a twin. So they have three kids within 10 months of each other, all that look pretty similar. It would have been better to have like a triplet twist and have them come like three of them. But I thought for sure, because everyone was saying about how there was, when it came out that there was a twin twist and pictures of Liz and her sister, everybody was saying it was Liz. And I thought for sure it was going to be Jeff's brother when he said that he had a twin.
Yeah.
But people are starting to sniff that out because there's a bunch of different twins. Mm-hmm. In this house, and they were, and was that Shelly that started to sniff that out a little bit?
Yeah, like, don't you have a twin too?
That's weird. What's your twin's name?
Yeah.
Shelly's a Wes.
So you have a twin? Well, I have an older sister, and at least she can say that and not be lying. Like, well, I do have an older sister. I'm just not mentioning my twin.
But what's her name? The last name we need more of. Another J. Julia.
Yes, another J name.
So if they make it the 5 weeks, we get another goddamn J thrown into that house.
But we lost the J's.
We did, so we gotta make it.
We gotta keep our J level up.
We gotta hit our J quota. We also have Kathy Griffin.
So Jace gets evicted.
Yeah.
And he actually has a great little interview with Julie, so you wouldn't think he was a total tool and
a douchebag. Well, he freaks out about Frankie first and foremost. He's like, oh my god, it's Frankie.
Can we talk about how he Willy Wonka'd his walk out?
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't drop the cane or anything, but he did the big roll. Yeah, the somersault.
It's quite an entrance.
And then he freaks out about Frankie before they cut his mic and go back into the house.
Oh my god, Frankie! I love Frankie!
And then they do have an interview, but he doesn't really answer a lot of her questions, but he kind of gives like roundabout political answers. But it was funny when he was like, she was like, well, there was one vote cast for you. Who do you think it was? And he's like, well, I don't think it was like Austin or anything.
No, he right away says, Audrey.
He says, Audrey, because I don't think it was Austin them, because I told them not to vote for me once I knew the numbers were going to go against me. Right. I didn't want them to be, you know, taken down with me. He's like, I think it was Audrey. And Julie's like, it was Audrey. So he actually had quite a good interview.
Yeah. No, but she does tell her that. She also tells him about the twin twist.
Which he freaked out about.
So what we know now, I haven't seen him in any interviews outside the house, which would confirm it, but I'm assuming that Jace is not coming back into the house, that there's not going to be a buyback that includes him.
Right. Because he knows too much.
Yeah.
Right, because they don't reveal anything. So, I mean, I guess they're assuming that the twin twist is going to work so that they add that person back, because otherwise they would need another person to come back into the house on a buyback to complete the number of weeks that they have for 98 days.
Mm-hmm.
But looks like Jace isn't coming back, which is good.
Yeah, which is good.
And the exit interview was fine. Jason's was a little snarky, but I'm figuring every single one of Jason's is going to be snarky. I bet he even recorded a snarky one for Jackie, who did nothing but the smart thing and laid low ever since she was nominated.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. And then we get Kathy Griffin and her stuff.
Because she's doing the takeover this week.
She is doing the takeover. And they let her know. They let them know, she's doing the takeover, and hello, and, you know, I'll be talking to you guys later. Get out into the backyard.
Yeah.
So the HOH competition, it's a relatively quick one. It's one we know. It's done in two parts. It's one that they have to get all the puzzle pieces and put the puzzle together the fastest. And it was Kathy Griffin and was not happy with her movie poster, and it was Andy, the winner from last year?
2 years ago.
Season 15.
Andy Heron from Chicago.
Yay.
And so it was him on it, and it was kind of like a Nutty Professor looking thing. So they had to put together the new one, and it was like her looking all hot with another hot guy.
That was that hot guy?
Yeah.
That was Drew Daniels from season 5. So that was the same season as the twin twist.
They're leaving you Easter eggs.
Right.
They're leaving you Easter eggs. If you want to figure it out, all the answers are there. It's like Veronica Mars. All the answers are there. So they do it pretty quickly. I mean, it's a quick one because it's on live TV. It can't be, unless it's an endurance and going into the next episode, they have to be pretty quick. They do it in two phases.
Of course, it's not Liz that's competing. It's Julia that's competing.
Yeah, they switched
during the vote.
Right, which was kind of interesting. So now we have the winners of this, two ladies.
Yep.
Two ladies, Liz / Julia.
Yeah.
And then Becky.
No, it's not Liz / Julia. It was Becky and Shelley.
Oh, Shelley.
Oh, sorry, it's Shelley. I thought it was Liz for a second.
No, Shelley.
Even I'm having a hard time keeping everybody straight. So it's Shelley and Becky. And again, this one wasn't hard. It was just, you know, put together the puzzle. Nobody did exceedingly bad or like, oh my God, you blew everybody away. Everybody was kind of close and did a pretty good job. No, nothing to make fun of there.
What I liked about this one is that they were, that the heats were by random draw.
Right.
If you remember last time, it was the fraternity sorority thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was going to be one guy and one girl.
Right.
At least this one, although there was one that was mostly stronger guys in like the second heat.
Mm-hmm.
But it ended up two chicks won. So I think that was pretty good because he's got somebody that's not Becky, not really in an alliance at all. Mm-hmm. Shelly that's sort of in the big alliance but was sort of brought in last.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's like, well, this will be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Becky was the first HOH, so she'll get the big bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully she'll get the first draw in the nominations.
And that'll do it. We get the last bit of Kathy Griffin's BB Takeover. And for me, this one was a little, it's a good one, but it's a little confusing to me, I guess.
No, I think it's a little too powerful.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful. So do you want to run through that one, Big Brother Mike? Because I'll mess it up.
Yeah, essentially it's called The Last Laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to find out that for next week's eviction, there's going to be one house guest that gets to say that three house guests vote won't count. So we don't know if they're going to be able to make their vote and then it'll be announced and it won't count, or whether they won't be allowed to vote at all. So the way this is going to work is they're going to put a phone in the house. And the person who answers the ringing phone for the seventh time is the person that's going to get this ultimate last laugh power. So it's kind of hard to figure out how they're going to set this up because what if you're on the block? I mean, if you're on the block, do you get it?
It didn't say you wouldn't.
I mean, this would be great. It's like, well, I know I'm on the block, and those four people, you know, by excluding three people in next week's eviction, that only means that nine people are going to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So you only need five votes to stay. So if it's a close vote and you're on the block and you can exclude people you know aren't going to vote for you, that's a big power.
It's huge. But they don't know that going into this answering this phone. You have to remember, they don't know number seven. They don't know.
Yeah. Well, and the way that they're probably going to spin this is it's going to be like a risk and reward thing.
Yeah.
So I would think the phone's going to go into the house and it's going to be, ooh, what's happening here?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they did this phone twist on BB Canada year
mm-hmm.
one
mm-hmm.
where the phone sort of rang in the storage room
mm-hmm.
and the person that picked up the phone
mm-hmm.
was the person that was HOH in the first week.
Oh, cool.
And then they really didn't use the phone much after that, mm-hmm. as far as I can remember.
Right.
So they're, number one, there's going to be a phone in there. So it's like, well, when are they going to, you know, there could be a lot of production manipulation in this,
mm-hmm.
depending upon where the storyline's going.
The phone, yeah.
I mean,
they control when the phone rings. If they put it in the living room and the person who you want to answer it's in the kitchen,
right,
make it ring, you know?
But I would think they're going to want to make people answer this phone. So the person that's got to have the most guts is the person that answers the phone the first time.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that the first person to answer the phone's going to get a pretty nice reward.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, probably.
And then the second person that answers the phone will probably get a pretty decent reward. But the third and fourth person are probably going to get like a punishment.
Leotards.
They're going to have something. It's, you know, there's good, you know, I don't know what the punishment will be, but there will be punishments or costumes.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time you get to that seventh phone call, it's like, do I really want to answer it? It could be
mm-hmm.
a reward. It could be a punishment.
Right.
That's why I think they better make the rewards pretty good.
Right.
And they better make the punishments pretty bad.
Yeah.
So that you're just like, well, I don't know if I want to answer that phone.
Right.
And then hopefully production will, and we don't, so far, as far as I know from the live feeds, the phone still is not in the house yet.
Okay.
And I would think that today with all the activities on the Radford lot at CBS.
Because we're recording this on the 4th of July, ladies and gentlemen.
Happy 4th of July, everybody.
I love you, America.
But the house guests are on lockdown inside the house on the 4th of July because they let people walk around the studio lots. There's a fireworks show. Mm-hmm. So, and they also had the Battle of the Block competition. I mean, we had Thursday night show early Friday morning, like talking 3 o'clock in the morning Friday. They had the nominations. A couple hours later, they had the Battle of the Block because they needed to do all of that stuff because they were going to be on lockdown on the 4th of July. They may have already had a POV competition too, because I was listening just a little bit before we start recording this. It was like, well, we've got no more competitions. We're just sitting here for the rest of the week. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I think maybe they have actually done the POV comp.
Oh, maybe.
So the phone isn't in the house yet. So the phone won't be in there probably until tomorrow, because then they'll let the house guests out of the house.
Right.
After everything's done with the CBS festivities.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're going to have to put them on outside lockdown so that they can come in and set up the phone someplace.
Mm-hmm.
And that hasn't happened yet. But there's just, I mean, I don't know, and maybe I'm just over conspiracyizing this. This is, if that's a word, it's like, you know, if Audrey's in trouble this week.
Right.
And let's make her be the seventh person and give her this power.
If anyone's going to use that power and, like, not care about burning bridges.
That's true.
Audrey.
Yeah.
Well, that's why, is it, you know, if Audrey's on the block, it's like, oh, yeah, you want Audrey to get it so she can lose 3 votes.
Mm-hmm.
If she's not on the block, but somebody that she's close with, she wants to save, you know, I don't know. I mean, I almost want to see the person that's ultimately on the block get the power to get rid of the votes.
Right. Yeah. I think that would be good. I think that would be good TV. I would like to see that.
So I don't know if that's going to be a live thing on Friday. Well, no. I guess they would have to do it before Thursday, but not too much before Thursday.
Right, because you don't want to give them too much time.
Yeah, I don't think the reveal is going to be on Wednesday's show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think production-wise they'd be able to do it. So you've got to see. I mean, you're not going to see a phone call on Sunday because it's not there yet.
Right, right.
So you're going to see the first three or, you know, the first, you know, four phone calls are going to be on Wednesday show.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see a phone call or two on Thursday show, and then the final seventh one, you probably see that early on the Thursday show so they can set everything up.
Right.
And I think just production-wise, it's all going to depend on who they wanted to answer the phone and what they did and who's on the block and what the circumstances are. So it's going to be a tight editing job for Wednesday show.
Yeah.
And then Thursday show, and hopefully the get ready for the takeover will work this time.
Boy, yeah, they stood around for like 2 minutes.
You know, there had to be, well, I guess that stuff played inside the house because they all ran into the living room and they,
well, no, you had, I think the graphic went up on the screen because that's where Steven was hanging out in
and
the
he's
living
just
room.
Like, take
he's
over.
Like, hey, take over, guys, take over. And then they started running because he was saying take over for the sound cue.
But even that, they were just like standing around for like 30 seconds, 40 seconds.
That was weird. I mean, Julie announces it and then there's supposed to be the cue for the music. And it's like, okay, are we going
somebody
to
somebody messed it up.
What's happening here? And then you hear Julie. It's like, I'm not getting anything on my production. I'm not getting any audio from production.
It's like, Jim Tanker, what did you do?
I know, it's the sound guy, right?
Yep, Jim Tanker may be firing that sound guy.
It's got to be the audio guy. Audio
because the graphic went up on the TV.
Yeah.
Steven saw it, so it's obviously the audio guy.
But, I mean, on Thursday nights, you want to beat them up a little bit because, you know why? Because the show is really pretty smooth on those shows for everything. It's like, I'm waiting for the one time for Julie to hold her button down and say something that the house guests aren't supposed to hear, you know?
It's yeah.
Like, oh, but they don't know anything about this yet, but Liz has got a twin sister named Julie, and it's
what?
Like, holy fuck! Oh! Like, oh, my God.
Well,
what did I do last don't kick me off, Les. I've been doing this forever.
Well, and the thing too is the lighting was also very poor. So like there was a moment where it was on Julie,
and half the light turned
and then
off.
Half of the lights changed, and then they changed again, and I was like, what is going on? I don't know if they were like moving stuff and it was shadows or what, but it was
bad. But it was the light that turned on and off because all those things are set up for her to be on her marks.
Yeah, you would think like that's the studio. Why are you even futzing with it?
Yeah.
Right? But yeah, production was a little bad on Thursday, but I'm not going to ding them too bad.
Just minor mistakes.
Just minor stuff.
We've seen worse.
We've definitely seen worse.
This show.
All right, so those are the episodes, and it's now time for everybody's favorite segment, Big Brother. Cheers and cheers. All right, Big Brother Mike, what's your cheer this week?
My cheer is I am so glad that Jason's out of this house.
That's a straightforward one.
He was such a tool. I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's like, why did they bring in these meathead beach guys? But at least, you know, they had that David guy that was like a real surfer,
mm-hmm.
Just a surfer.
Yeah.
And he was like a nice enough guy. It's like,
yeah, he was all right.
I'm just a beach guy. I don't bathe. I know I smell a little bit, but you know, I'm kind of stupid. I'm not overplaying this game. I don't want to get like an acting job out of this.
I just want to meet some ladies.
Yeah. You know, and then you bring Jason, just like overplays it, thinks he's doing a great job,
mm-hmm.
and you got Austin supporting him. Oh yeah, dude, you're doing great. Everybody loving you. These antics of ours are just wacky.
They love it. I can't wait to read the internet to see how much people love us.
Yeah, but everybody just, and the thing is that it wasn't just us that hated him for the little bit we saw him on the live feeds, is that he was like that for a week and the house hated him. So it's like, good riddance to bad garbage.
Absolutely. I agree with that one.
Go back to serving waffles or whatever you were doing, seafood or...
That's what he's going to be doing. He'll be lucky to get a job at the Waffle House now.
Well, he'll be lucky to get that job back.
Yeah. All right. And what is your jeer for the week?
My jeer is to Audrey. I want her to go far, but God, you know, and I'm no CBS wants her to go far, but she is so overplaying herself. Do not be surprised if she is backdoored this week or an attempt at the backdoor and then have the BB takeover twist save her.
Mm-hmm.
And if that sort of happens, it's like, well, then anything can happen this year because everything is going to be in the hands of production. And I don't like when that happens.
Right.
It's okay if it happens earlier in the year, but I mean, if they've got the storyline that they really want to hit for the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a storyline that's going to play out.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully this isn't going to be a year where production makes more decisions about what's happening in the house than the house guests. I like a pure game. Wow, what was that?
Someone is setting off 4th of July fireworks illegally by our studio.
Are you guys in Fallujah?
Maybe.
Holy Christ.
We've moved our offices. To where?
Fallujah.
The internet connection is just so easy, and it's cheap,
you know?
It's like reliable. And
we really needed to cut our costs, you know? It's been a rough year for everybody. But I agree with those cheers and jeers. I totally back your sentiment on all
that,
of those.
That jeer couldn't be more right.
Those are cheers and jeers, and they are final. All right, now it's time for everybody.
I want to hear that Twitter. I want to hear Big Brother Mike. He's so fantastic.
You really want to hear the tweets this week? Oh, my goodness. Like, that's a first.
What? We haven't heard from Big Brother Mike since last September, and we listened to Allison and Brian on OK One More or Just Another or Please I'm at My Limit or whatever that other talk show that you guys were doing was. But it's like, can't wait to have Big Brother Mike come back on. I'm waiting, and I'm glad Big Brother starts in June instead of July, so I get to hear it for a couple extra weeks. Go! Twitter!
Davey Mike.
Good old Davey Mike. I like Davey.
Wasn't Davey Mike initially a Big Brother Mike hater?
I think he was pretty good. He does say, "Hallelujah, Big Brother Mike is back. I can only put up with Allison and Brian for so long."
See?
And then he says, "A party broke out in Miami once they found out Big Brother Mike is back, and it had a, It had a sound bit that went with it. That's the party that broke out.
The Davey Mike party.
I love that Davey Mike. I love me some Davey Mike.
Well, there you
always,
go.
Always have. What about Cherry O'Terry or Mommy O'Terry or
Mommy of Avery.
Mommy of Avery. Does she love me too? Anything
she does, but haven't gotten a new one for Mommy of Avery this week.
Okay. Mommy of Avery. You gotta share the love, baby.
Brother Mike is calling you out.
That's not how you get votes, Jace. It does say, our friend, Steve says, oh, I've had Hell or High Watermelon. It's pretty good stuff.
It's good beer, Big Brother Mike.
He also says that they have awesome packaging. And I was like, yeah, maybe they should send us some and try to get a sponsor.
Where's it coming now? Rhine?
No, it has,
it comes in a big melon rind. You just took a straw and drink the beer.
It has like the Statue of Liberty sitting on the.
What the fuck does the Statue of Liberty have to do with watermelon?
Because it's 21st Amendment Brewery.
So it's all America themed. So it's the Statue of Liberty sitting on the San Francisco, the Golden Gate Bridge. Yeah. And it's like she's got like her little like summer beer
for
them.
Wait, one second. I just got to whip it out. Call it. Let me whip it out. Oh, it's the Constitution that I always carry in my back pocket.
Oh, okay.
I have it for when I'm watching Fox News.
Oh, okay.
It's like, what the hell are they talking about? That's not what the Second Amendment says.
Rat bastards.
Can we go on a tirade like we did last week? I mean, we just went totally off the tracks.
Oh, I'll get
off
there.
Big Brother.
Oh, no.
I'll get there.
Oh, okay.
Trust me, I'll get there. Okay. Steve also says he likes Meg.
Bobby Jindal. Who the fuck would vote for Bobby Jindal to be president? I would vote for...
Bernie Sanders.
I would vote for Donald Trump before I'd vote for Bobby Jindal. Just because Bobby Jindal is, like, he sort of looks like an organ grinder's monkey to me. I'm sorry, he does. And I was telling Survivor Carol, I said, oh, this guy's a fucking organ grinder's monkey. Who are you talking about? I'm talking about Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal. What do you mean he looks like an organ grinder's monkey? Well, come on down here and look at the TV and tell me he doesn't look like an organ grinder's monkey. And she came down and went, he looks like an organ grinder's monkey.
You got one vote for Organ Grinder Monkey.
There you go.
Steve.
So look it up. He announced he's running for president this year, so there's a lot of Organ Grinder Monkey music out there.
Look it up.
Anyway, back to the tweets.
The tweets also say, Steven says, I like Meg. I thought Devon said some dumb things in the first couple episodes. Steven, our friend Steven, also says he likes the idea of the battle of the block, and it might work better this season. Number one fan, Patrick, says Jace needs Silent Bob with him to make him less revolting. Hashtag broverdose, which killed me.
I never thought about how much Jace looked like Jason Mewes, and I can kind of see it, yep.
Yeah.
And then he says, not sure if I mentioned this already, but Julie is way too skinny and way too orange. Hashtag robot tan.
Robot tan.
And since I don't discriminate against the texts I read, I bring all of them in. At Ben Koch, PhD, says, regarding Confederate flag, yes, flags came back in the 1960s, but what did they stand for in the 1860s? Slavery, meaning never changed. And I'm just going to read that. I'm not getting back into this again because I told this guy, I said, well, nah, and he came back with, it was created for the exclusive use of states, which seceded for the express purpose of slavery. And then he sent me a Politico.com article, and I did read it, but I'm not going back and forth on Twitter. I got better things than to worry about the Confederate flag.
But we love you, Dr. Koch.
But we love you. Thank you for listening. I just didn't want to start a Twitter war, so I value your opinion.
And the fact is, ultimately, we agree with him either way.
Exactly. So we agree with him either way.
It's like, on the macro level, we all agree.
If we get down to the micro,
we can fight. We don't need to fight amongst ourselves. We all agree.
We all agree. It now stands for hate, and it shouldn't be displayed in public places.
Especially not government buildings.
Especially not government buildings. We have Davey Mike, who also says, BB Mike was right that Beast Mode is on a CBS reality show, but it's The Survivor that'll air next spring, not Amazing Race. And I said, great, maybe he won't make it back from the island. And then we have number one fan Patrick coming back saying, I have only known one Becky that I don't loathe. BB Becky doesn't look like she's breaking the mold. Hashtag Becky so schmecky.
Oh my God, Becky.
Look at her butt. He also comes back and says, are you really letting the amazing rice slide? Really? If Brian did, you'd crucify him. Hashtag banana cotta too. Hashtag Ching Chong Island. He cracks me up, man. Sometimes I can't even get through reading them. He also says, Jackie has huge knockers for a legit dancer. Not impossible, but hashtag, if it's at the cheetah, it ain't dancing.
We didn't say she was a fucking ballerina. We said she was a dancer. I think we all, like, hinted enough that it was she was dancing exotically.
In the sands. For money. He also says...
Privately.
He also says, whomever is responsible for Meg's crotch shot should be killed. Hashtag Big Brother Cooch Cam. That was disgusting. Yes. Can we talk about that for a minute?
Go ahead.
Seriously. There was a shot where Jace was talking to Meg on the loungers, and the camera is literally, like, looking up her legs at her blue underwear camel toe thing that was going on.
I think it was her underwear. It was her swimsuit.
But still, I didn't want to see it at all.
Oh, agreed.
And then he also says...
I gotta say, though, that the more and more I see Meg and I see her personality, she's more attractive to me. Okay. She's kind of cute, but watch, because pretty soon they're gonna be... It's gonna be James. James is gonna be Caleb-ing her.
Oh.
You know, because he really thinks, well, and not because it's Meg, but he reminds her of Taylor Swift, and he's like a fucking nutcase for Taylor Swift. Nobody should talk bad about Taylor Swift. She's a nice person. I mean, I just, no one can talk about Taylor Swift badly. She's wonderful. And it's like, oh, she looked like Taylor Swift. But Meg's cute, and she's funny in the diary room.
She's not as smart as a Swifter.
And she's doing well in the house, so. Meg's going to go far.
We have another tweet. All the rest of these are from number one fan Patrick, so I'm just going to read them and giggle along with you. So,
okay.
Preface with that. Granted, that maxed out my vomit level so that naked Jace was easier to swallow. Hashtag, I'm straight now. He tweets, curiously, you still find swastikas in rugs. I worked Macy's rug department in college. Curiously, my boss was a Nazi. He says, stop saying... cunt. Nice mouth. Do you kiss Big Brother Mike's wife with that mouth? I don't even remember saying it. So I asked him, did I? And he called me out, and he said that I did. And he goes, yes, you did. Hashtag Allison has cunt mouth amnesia. Hashtag it is too a thing. So I replied back that my apologies to your delicate ears. Amnesia is a cunt. I mean, bitch. So my apologies. I didn't even know I let it slip.
That's usually me. That's one of my go-to words.
It's just so fun to say. It's like the hard C and the hard T. It's fun to say. Then he says, love the have-not room. Johnny Mac can do dental exams. Hashtag dentist. Or Jace can give amateur gynecological exams. Hashtag skis king. I replied back with, in quotes, yup, those are teeth. And then I said, applies to either scenario. And he says, I just yelled, ew, really loud on the G train. I pretended I sat in something nasty to cover it. Hashtag vagina dentata. Hashtag I hate you.
I think we just made Patrick gay again.
He says, Frankie in the front row, please kill me. No, him. I'm too pretty to die. And then the last one from him is a factoid. FYI. Ticket sales for Rock of Ages on Broadway plummeted after Frankie joined the cast, and it closed. Hashtag thanks, Dick. And those are your tweets. If you want to tweet us and you want to get read and giggled at or made fun of or just
and hear apparently, my... go back and forth with Allison.
Go back and forth with me. Go ahead and tweet us at NotMakeFriends. I'd love to hear from you.
If you have something more to say that won't fit in 140 characters, go ahead and email us at podcast@NotMakeFriends.
Don't forget to go to our Facebook...
.com.
Yes. Don't forget to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/notmakefriends.
Or just go to our website, which is notmakefriends.com.
And that's kind of it, guys.
Yeah.
This was a long one.
This was pretty long.
We're like an hour and a half, and I'm sweating.
We had an earthquake. We had fireworks. This was a big episode.
This was a big episode. Anything else from you, Big Brother Mike?
Nope, that's it. That's it. We gotta start doing these like after every show.
Ugh.
We should do like live video shows.
Ugh. No one wants to see my ugly mug. No one wants to see that.
But I really don't like, you know, not being able to share this pretty face with the rest of the world.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go. I don't even know what to say there.
I'm gonna get.
You just gotta say you're right.
You're right.
Sure. My goodness, Big Brother Mike, you are a handsome man. You are one fine piece of man meat.
I'm not saying that.
You can say it. See, Brian can say it. That's how good looking I am. Straight guys think I'm good looking. That's the big compliment.
On that note, thank you so much for listening. Tweet us if you think Big Brother Mike is sexy. All right.
Yeah, first week we got zero tweets.
Burn.
That would make me sad. Let's all prove them wrong. Let's just explode their Twitter.
Really, this isn't about proving that Big Brother Mike is attractive. It's really just about sticking it to Allison.
That's right.
Hashtag sticking it to Allison. All right.
All right, everybody.
Thanks so much for joining. We'll be back next week with Sunday's episode, and we'll talk about that and get that rock and rolling. And we'll get on a better schedule. It's just hard these first couple of weeks to kind of figure out the best way to do it. So thanks for sticking with us, and thanks for the commentary. Thanks for the tweets, and we love to hear from you guys. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, and we'll be back next week. Hope you have a great 4th of July, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Patrick, he's a hoot.